Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Results Driven.
Well, hello and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, please give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you can visit us online at our website, our new improved website, I might add, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You know, one of the biggest financial challenges out there isn't the stock market or inflation. It's something a lot closer to home, actually saving for retirement and getting started. A 2024 Go Banking Rates study shared an Investopedia article titled Seven Steps to Create a 10 Years from Retirement Plan found that nearly 3 in 10 workers haven't saved a dime for retirement, and almost 4 in 10 aren't currently contributing to any kind of retirement fund. Now, sure, some people might still have a pension to fall back onto, but for most people, that safety net just doesn't exist anymore. And that leaves a lot of hardworking people in a tough spot when it's time to step away from that paycheck. Before we get started, let me bring in my co-host, who swears they're only 25 5 years ago and just believe retirement isn't suddenly on the radar. Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning, Kurt. I am fantastic. This last weekend we took a road trip to Canada, and it was 7 hours in the car with my fiance, and that was the first time we've taken a road trip together. So you can imagine there were a little bit, of arguments. We learned a lot about each other, and we also learned that both of us love to drive and we have control issues. But it was a blast. My best friend got engaged, so I got to be a part of that. And, we just did it at her uncle's cabin and middle of nowhere, keep in mind. So it was like an hour and a half to any city, anything to do. So it was a good experience. But how about you, Kurt? How was your weekend?
Actually, let me comment on the road trip, because before I got engaged to Geraldine, we drove home from Florida. And we made it with flying colors. We both learned a lot about each other. Mm-hmm. And I truly encourage and embrace people that take long road trips. And that's how you learn a lot about each other in a confined space for a long period of time.
Yes.
And we love taking road trips. She claims she loves to drive, but she sleeps in the car more than she's my navigator. So she's praying while I'm driving and she's sleeping. But it's all good. We love doing road trips. And we have an upcoming road trip right after Christmas to head down to our Southwest home and office. So,
okay. Yes. No, I have heard the exact same thing. I mean, for our listeners out there who are thinking about getting engaged or getting married to somebody, I highly recommend taking a road trip. You will learn a lot about that person. They will learn a lot about you. And I think it's a true test of your relationship. So highly recommend doing it.
It is a testament, no doubt.
Well, how was your weekend, Kurt?
The weekend was good. We were very productive. We're preparing for the upcoming cold weather. So we brought in all the hoses, cleaned and power washed everything before we did that. All the plants, the mums are dying off, so we get rid of those. And just start packing up everything for the winter months ahead.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. I mean, we are in November now, and I mean, fall has just gotten away from us, at least in Minnesota here, now that it's getting cold. But I'm excited for the holidays. Kurt and I just talked a little bit before the show here today. And, Kurt, you are a Christmas person, right? You said, because, you like to be around people and all this. And I'm more of a Christmas person because I like gifts and I love the food of Thanksgiving. So we have two different types of people here, but both, holidays are so much fun.
Yeah, they are. I'm looking forward to both Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I just love being around the people. And I believe that's one of the most important things things that you can share with each other the holidays outside of gifts.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I am excited about this conversation today because let's be honest, I think we all want to retire in 10 years, right? I mean, that's kind of the goal. And so as much as I would love to say I'm 10 years away from retirement, I am far from it. So I think just learning about how to prep for this 10 years before, you know, where do we go from here, Kurt? So let's break it down.
The good news, it's not too late, but you've got to have a strategy that helps you close any gaps and make smart use of the money resources you already built. Helps you get across the finish line and feeling confident about your income.
Well, that's the kind of help everyone could use. So where do we start?
Okay, the Investopedia article I mentioned at the top of the show has more potentially useful insights and data for us. So let's get right into it. The first thing to remember is this, that 10 years is still enough time to make a real difference. It's never too late to start building a portfolio for a stronger financial foundation. If you got a decade before retirement, that's actually a pretty meaningful window. With a solid strategy, consistent effort, you can still make meaningful progress towards your goals.
Absolutely. And that's pretty encouraging, Kurt. I think a lot of people hear 10 years and start to panic, like they've already missed the boat. But what you're saying is that there's still time to turn things around.
Absolutely. The key is to take an honest look where you are right now, or like a snapshot in time, and what you've saved thus far. What's your income situation? What can you realistically contribute going forward? Once you know that, it's about considering smart adjustments, like cutting a few expenses, redirecting some dollars towards savings, and staying consistent.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, what you're basically saying is it sounds like a mix of awareness and action. That sounds like the first step. So getting clear about your current situation, then actually following through on a strategy.
Yeah, taking a few deliberate steps now, even if they're just small, makes a world of difference down the road. The very first step is simple, but it's not always easy. You've got to assess where you are. Most people don't love admitting that they might be behind retirement in regards to their goals. But being honest about your current situation is the only way to create a strategy that truly works for you going forward.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think a lot of people avoid it because they don't want to face the numbers, or maybe they just don't know where to start. Personally, I don't want to open up my banking app, right? There's just numbers there. And all it does is just kind of ruin your mood. And so this makes a lot of sense. What does that kind of assessment actually look like for our listeners, though, Kurt?
Okay, that's a great question. Starting by looking at how much you've already saved in accounts that are meant for retirement, like your IRA, 401k, or 403b. All those add up to have a clear total of where you're at today. If you've got a taxable accounts that you plan to use specifically for retirement, you should include those as well. But leave out any money that's earmarked for emergencies or big purchases, like a new car, a home project. You might want to see what your retirement bucket looks like.
Absolutely. So basically get everything on one page, Kurt, including your real retirement picture, and keep things like emergency funds or vacation savings separate.
Yeah, nicely put. Once you know where you stand, you can start identifying what needs to change. And that's where real progress starts to happen. Once you're focused on where you are right now, the next step is to identify where your income will actually come from in retirement. For many people, their retirement savings are often, like I said, in IRAs, 401ks, or other investment accounts that provide the lion's share of their monthly income. But that's not the only place it can come from.
Even though those accounts might do the heavy lifting, many people have other sources of income they might overlook. Right, Kurt?
Correct. Social Security is a big one. Most workers qualify for benefits based on their earning history, how long they've worked, the age when they decide to start taking those benefits. And for some people, especially those who haven't been able to save much, Social Security might end up being their only mainstay or main source of retirement income.
Well, and that's an important point. And what about pensions? I know they're not as common anymore, but some people still have them, right?
Yes, they do. But unfortunately, or fortunately enough, to have a pension, you make sure to include the monthly income in your strategy. It's a valuable piece of the puzzle. And if you think you might do some part-time work after retirement, whether it's for fun, structure, or extra income, that should be factored in as well.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of retirees do some part-time work because it's more of a hobby, or they like to do things that they want to do, right? And so that makes a lot of sense, Kurt. It's really about getting a full picture of all the possible income streams and having it all laid out in front of you.
Bingo. And here's a quick tip. The government Social Security website has a retirement benefit estimator that is really helpful. You and your financial services professional can use it to get a better idea of what your monthly benefit might look like. So you can build upon that on a strategy around real numbers instead of guesswork. Once you've tallied up your income sources, it's time to take a step back, think about what retirement really means to you, because it's not the same for everybody.
For some people, it's about slowing down and simplifying. And for others, it's about finally having time to see the world.
Your goals shape your financial strategy. Someone who plans to downsize to a smaller home and live a quiet, more modest lifestyle is going to have a very different needs than someone who wants to travel frequently or take some big hobbies. That's why it's important to create a monthly budget that estimates your regular retirement expenses like housing, groceries, dining out, leisure activities, and don't forget to include health-related costs, because those can add up very quickly later in life.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one people sometimes underestimate. There's health insurance, prescriptions, doctor visits, and even long-term care coverage if you want that protection.
Precisely. And those costs really climb. According to the 2024 Fidelity Retiree Health Care Cost Estimate referenced in that article, a typical 65-year-old can expect to spend, unbelievably, $165,000 on healthcare expenses during retirement. So it's worth strategizing for that now while you still have time to adjust and prepare.
Wow. I mean, that is a big number, but it's a good perspective. $165,000 on healthcare expenses. It really drives home how important it is to know what kind of retirement you want and what it'll take to support it.
Yeah, once you define the goals, the rest of your strategy building process has direction. It is not just about savings. It's about savings for something specific.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, before we keep going with today's conversation, please let listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation to ask questions or for help building a financial strategy that helps keep them on course toward their ideal retirement.
Absolutely. Just give us a call. My phone number is 484-431-2874. Or you can visit my new and updated website, highvalueconsulting.org, to schedule a consultation. Only takes a few minutes, and you're always happy to work around your schedule. Now back to today's topic. Once you know what kind of retirement you want and what it might cost, the next question is when you actually want to retire. Someone who's 10 years away could be as young as 45 with a solid foundation and are eager to step away early, or they could be 65 and 70 and still trying to catch up.
Absolutely. And that's a pretty big range, Kurt. I guess the big factor is how long you'll need your savings to last once you stop working.
Absolutely. And for many people, retirement could last 30 years or more. So retirement strategy isn't just about how much you'll spend. Tell us about how long you need to cover the expenses during retirement. Retirement that lasts 3 or 4 decades looks very different from one that's only half that long. So while early retirement could sound appealing, the key is finding a realistic target that balances what you've saved and how long those savings need to stretch out.
Mm-hmm. So, Kurt, it's less about hitting a specific age and more about hitting that point where your money can actually support the lifestyle you want, right?
That's right. The best way to set a target retirement date is to ask, when will I have enough to live comfortably without running out of money? And when you're making those estimates, it's always smart to be conservative, assume that you'll live longer, spend a little more, and earn a little less than the best case scenario.
That's great advice, Kurt. And I know part of that equation is cleaning up any debt before retirement, especially the high interest kind like credit cards.
You can't be more correct. Absolutely. Eliminating debt, especially credit cards, other high interest balance is crucial. The less you owe heading into retirement, the more flexible and financial peace of mind you may have once you get there. All right. So once you've pulled together all your numbers, what income you expect and what you plan to spend, it's time to face the most important question of all. Do you have enough?
And that's the moment of truth, isn't it, Kurt? You finally see if what you've built will cover the retirement that you want.
Bullseye. It's your assets already meet or exceed what you need. Great. Now stay consistent. Keep contributing. Stick with your strategy and don't deviate. But if you find that there's a gap between what you have and what you need, it's time to take action.
Absolutely. What can someone do if they realize they might be behind, Kurt? And 10 years doesn't seem like a lot of time to play catch up.
It's true that 10 years can go by very fast, but still enough time to make a meaningful progress. You may need to increase your savings rate, cut back on some non-essential spending. The key is to figure out exactly how much more you need to save, then adjust your contributions, whether it's in your IRA, 401k, or other investment accounts. And one of the best ways to stay consistent is to set up automatic contributions, whether through payroll, directly from your bank. That set it and forget it mindset, really, that approach really works, and it keeps you disciplined.
I love that approach. I mean, if you can't really see it and it's just automatically out, then I like that too. Then it doesn't mean that it's really in my account, right? And so debt, right? Because that can really eat away at the savings potential.
You must attack the debt, especially high interest credit card debt, because America's credit card debt today has reached in the excess of $1.16 trillion in 2024. The average balance on Americans' credit cards is around $6,700, according to Experian. Those interest rates can be brutal. Paying them off can make a dramatic difference in your monthly budget.
And that's huge, Kurt. And I like that you said that there's no magic trick here. It's just smart strategizing and consistency.
I agree. There's no quick fix, but the right mindset, accountability, and a clear strategy, you may close the gap. Sometimes this means adjusting expectations or learning to live on less, but that's all part of creating a retirement plan that works especially for you. And one more thing, I think this close to retirement, it's not the time to take on extra risk. High-risk investments might make sense earlier in life, but those final years before retirement, protecting what you've built upon is probably the most important thing as you're going forward.
Absolutely, and that's a great point, Kurt. It's all about balance and protecting the progress that you've worked so hard to make.
Now, as we get closer to retirement, another key piece of the puzzle is understanding your risk tolerance and how much market fluctuation can handle without losing sleep at night, giving you peace of mind.
And that's another biggie. I know when people are younger, they can potentially afford to take on more risk because they may have more time to recover from the market dips. But that changes the closer you get to retirement, right?
Yeah, that's right. Your risk tolerance can normally naturally shift with age. As you approach retirement, you may want to consider making your portfolio more conservative, especially if your priority is preserving what you've worked so hard for to build. Because in a bear market, just a few years before you want to retire, it may really throw your timing off. At this stage, many retirees focus on a mix of high quality, dividend paying stocks, investment grade bonds, that kind of balance that may help you provide a blend of conservative growth and income.
That makes a lot of sense because it's all about steady, reliable income versus chasing those big returns and big numbers.
There's a simple guideline a lot of people use. You subtract your age from 110. Years ago, it was 100. Today, it's 110 because people are living longer. And that gives you a rough idea how much your portfolio should be in stocks. So, for example, if you're 70, you might want to target around 40% stocks and 60% in bonds.
Wow. I mean, that's a great strategy to consider. I've never actually heard of it, but it's easy to remember. But what about people who are behind on their savings? I can imagine some people might be tempted to take on more risk to try and catch up.
That's a common thought, and it's also one of the riskiest moves you can make. Sure, taking an extra risk might occasionally pay off, but it often produces mixed results. you could end up investing aggressively at exactly the wrong time and make the problem even worse. Some additional risk management or risk might be appropriate depending on your comfort level, but the key word is measured. For some, increasing equity exposure makes sense, but in big swings, it can be dangerous.
Absolutely. So it's really about the balance here, Kurt, and not getting too cautious too early, but also not gambling with your nest egg when you're close, when you're this close to having to use it.
That's a good summary. It's about protecting your future while keeping your money working for you, which is a thoughtful middle ground. Possibly one of the smartest moves anyone can make, especially when you're within 10 years of retirement, is to get professional guidance. Money management isn't a do-it-yourself project for most people. That's okay. Consulting a financial service professional may be the wise step.
Absolutely, because even people who are pretty good with money can miss things when it comes to all the moving parts like investments, taxes, and enhanced planning. It's a lot.
As an experienced financial service professional may help, make sure your portfolio stays properly balanced for your risk level and goals, depending on your situation. They can also provide insight into bigger picture topics like enhanced planning, legacy strategies, or income distribution once you actually retire.
Yeah, and more peace of mind may be pretty valuable, Kurt. Now, I think a lot of listeners are wondering the big question. How much money do I actually need to retire? Is it still $1 million?
Well, actually, that $1 million question, sometimes literally, the truth is everyone's number is different because it depends on your goals, your lifestyle, your specific needs. But that is the common strategy that may help you get a ballpark estimate. Many financial service professionals suggest aiming to have about 10 times your annual income saved by age 67. It's not a perfect formula, but it at least gives you a starting point for building a strategy.
That makes sense. So we can kind of debunk the myth of $1 million. But what if someone's listening and thinking, I'm nowhere near that number?
Well, that's really a common concern. Here's the good news. It's never too late to make progress. If you find yourself short of your retirement goal, start by reassessing your spending and savings habits, maximizing your contribution to tax-advantaged accounts like 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, maybe the most powerful tools. And if you're already retired or close to it, consider some lifestyle adjustments, downsizing, moving to a lower cost area, or maybe working part-time for a few more years to boost your income and strengthen your savings.
So it's about staying proactive and finding ways to adapt instead of giving up on the goal.
Think of it as a wake-up call, not a dead end. If you're in the mid-50s or early 60s, these are often your high-earning years. The kids might be grown, the mortgage might be smaller, which means this could be a window for you to really catch up. Tightening your belt a little now may make a huge difference later. It's much better to make adjustments in your 50s than to be forced to do it in your 80s when options are limited.
And when you say, Kurt, tightening your belt, we're not talking about your pants belt. I think we could all tighten our belt a little bit. But we're talking about really just tightening our spending. And that's such solid advice and honestly pretty empowering. No matter where you are, you can still take control of your future.
That's exactly the message. Start where you are, build a strategy, keep moving forward. Small, consistent steps may take you a long way towards a retirement you want.
Absolutely. Anything else, Kurt? I mean, this has been a fantastic show so far. We still have a little bit of time to share some personal stories or some stories of your clients I'm sure our listeners would love.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. There are people that have come into my office and they only had maybe 10 years and they just figured there was no hope. So I gave them the guidance in regards to doing financial planning. Comprehensive long-term financial planning is the roadmap to getting you to achieve your goals and objectives. And one of the things I always encourage, is the right word, is you stay in your lane. You don't deviate. And once you follow that strategy, and you always set your sight on the end goal, it's achievable. It's not that hard. It just sometimes biting the bullet and making what we used to call it America's the harder right to make the right decisions for you and your family for to have a successful retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right, Kurt. It's all about consistency. I mean, we're talking, if you just make a habit out of some of these things, it will work for you over time. And, you know, it's going to become something that you don't necessarily have to think about. I mean, we're talking about the automatic stuff, you know, putting money into your 401k and all of those IRA accounts, right? And so just automatically putting it in there so you don't actually visibly see it. You know, you don't even know that it's there, but it's working for you. It's going in there. It's becoming a habit. And I completely relate to that. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. And Kurt, I know that you have a lot of, you know, resources that you use with your clients to come up with maybe their life expectancy, you know, and how that should work with their retirement plans. What resources do you use with your client to go over a retirement plan?
Well, currently a relationship I've established with Gradient Brokerage or Gradient Annuity Brokerage site is that they've offered Case Central to me. And Case Central, what I've really come to enjoy working with the team is we brainstorm with three or four of us about my client's goals and objectives. And they're all CFPs and they're all got many years of experience. And this really helps with bouncing ideas off other advisors. Obviously, I'm probably more senior than they are, but they do a great job of helping me. And we put together a comprehensive plan because I explained to them how well I know the client. I know their likes, dislikes, what their risk tolerance is, and what their actual goals and objectives look like, what's going to provide them with peace of mind. So their feedback's been instrumental in helping me put financial plans or comprehensive planning recommendations together for my clients. And I encourage everyone to consider doing a financial plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, Kurt. I mean, working as a team, you know, you are not only working with your clients directly because, you know, it's a relationship that you're building, but you're also having a team in your corner so you guys can all work together. And it's not just your opinion and it's not just one person's opinion. You know, you guys are working as a team to do the best work and everyone has assets that they bring to the table. And so, Kurt, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you before we end today's show?
Yes. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 484-431-2874. That's my direct dial. Also, our website, a new and improved website, I might add, is highvalueconsulting.org. And we're located in Bechtelsville, Pennsylvania, for all the local listeners. We're more than happy to meet any one of you and discuss your ongoing financial goals and objectives and see if I can make a positive difference in your life.
Absolutely. And receive that no obligation consultation. And also check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, where you can listen to all of our past shows and keep up to date on any current ones. So thank you, listeners, for joining us today in another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.